Hi, my friends. Susan Marchand here, the Techie Mentor. Thank you for joining me for my podcast, The Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice, where I share everything virtual assistant every week with zero fluff, just the stuff that gets results. And today's podcast is just what to watch out for when you're starting your VA business. So this is really more about marketing ploys and bad advice that is out there that if you don't know what you don't know, it sounds great. A lot of these paint the picture that it's really easy to make money quickly in this industry. And I'm here to tell you that it's not. And I'm sure there are people that do it, but they're the exception, not the rule. So I just want to try to give you a clearer picture of what you want to watch out for when you're starting out. Okay. First off, how to start your business with no money. Well, there are ways that you can do this, but sooner or later, you're going to have money to invest. You're going to have, let's say, a domain name for your business. You may have to register your business in wherever you're located. You may need to pay some licensing fees. So there is expense. It's not $10,000. It's not $20,000. You know, you could probably get by for $1,000 or less, and that may make people a little nervous, but that doesn't mean you have to outlay $1,000 all at once. So realize that, you know, you're building a business, right? Not a hobby, a business that's going to hopefully get you out of your soul-sucking job and replace your income so you can have a great living. You're going to have to invest sooner or later if you want to have a successful business, because there are things that you're going to have to pay for, government fees, licensing fees, and those type of things. Now, there's lots of things you can do for free to get started, but realize that you're going to have some money to invest. I see other things that say how to start a VA business with no experience. Well, none of us have any experience. I was never a VA before. So that should not be surprising that probably 99% of us that start this business don't have any experience as being a VA. And remember, VA for a lot of people means admin, and not all of us are admins, right? One of the worst things that I've seen, in my opinion, is advice around if you're confused or don't know what to charge an hour, start at $25. I'm sorry. I have a real problem with this. And I may ruffle some feathers, but I really don't care because this is bad advice. How can anybody tell you that $25 is what you should charge if you don't know? First of all, you should know your baseline rate because all of us have a different number that we need to earn to be successful, because the last thing you want to do is start your business and then struggle for money. There are clients that will pay you what you want or what you need. You just have to believe that. My best analogy is there are business coaches that make $100 an hour, and there are business coaches that make $50,000 an hour, and they both have clients. So please don't let somebody dictate what your rate is, because if someone would have said, Susan, you need to start at $25 an hour, I'd have gone out of business because my hourly rate was $50 an hour minimum. So you need to know what your baseline number is. And if you don't know, I have an entire YouTube video series on that. You can find it on my YouTube channel, and I'll put a link below for you. That will walk you through finding your baseline number, because everybody's number is different. This is not a cookie cutter industry. It is not one size fits all. So please don't fall for, well, if you don't know what to charge, start at 25. No, spend the time, do the exercise, and find out how much you need to earn so you can stay in business, because 25 might not be enough. You may need 50 or 75. Remember, believe in what you're offering and believe in yourself, but please do not fall for that piece of very bad advice in my opinion. Get a VA certification. Now, first of all, you don't need to be certified to be a VA, okay? There is no standard industry-wide certification. So if you're somebody who comes from a professional background like myself, I'm a PMP, which stands for Project Management Professional. And basically, there's an industry that governs project managers, and it's really big in North America. And we don't have the same type of setup for VAs. So my point is, there may be certifications out there, but one, you don't need them. Two, it's usually a marketing ploy of some point for them to charge more. Again, my opinion, but you don't need it. Now, Do you want it? I think that's great. If you want to get a certification, get one. But you don't need it, and realize that it is not standardized. It's not industry-wide. And so people are going to look at it and go, okay, people may not know what it means. And you don't need it to get clients. And it's not going to guarantee that it's going to be easier for you if you have a certification. Like, I have my PMP because it made it easier for me to get a job. But this is not a job. This is a business, okay? You don't need it. If you want it, great, go for it, but it's not necessary and it's not an industry standard because this is a global business and it's not cookie cutter. It's very hard to have something that's a one size fits all. Another piece of bad advice, it's really more of a marketing ploy, is you can make, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 or $8,000, put your figure here, in your first 30 days of business. First of all, nobody can guarantee how much money you'll make. There is no guarantees. Right? It's up to you to do the work to make the money. So this is more of a marketing ploy. And really, it's more about showing you the potential. There are people that probably do it very quickly, but they're the exception, not the rule. And quit comparing yourself to others. I know that's hard not to do, right? But you need to walk your own path. Some of us will be successful faster. Some will take longer, right? I was on the longer track. I know it's hard, okay? One of the big things is it's easy. Anybody can be a VA. Sorry, that's not true either. This isn't for everybody, and that's okay. So take time to understand this is hard. This is hard work. It takes time to build a successful business. It's not something you do in 30 days, right? Or over a weekend. You need to put the time and effort. Now, if you're building a hobby, a side hustle, that's different. If this job is going to take over for your employee status, so you're going to quit your job and your business is going to replace your income, you need to make sure that you're building the systems and you have the skills in order for you to be successful. So it's not for everybody, and that's okay. Now, if you want to continue to do it as a side hustle, I think that's awesome. But if you want to do it as a full-time business owner, realize that it's going to take work and it's not easy. Okay. It is hard, but if you want it bad enough, you're going to find a way to do it. Another one is work for free. I'm not an advocate for this at all. I don't think anybody should work for free, especially service professionals. We get paid based on our expertise. So why should we give it away for free? I know people say barter. No, I'm not a fan of that either, because usually one side loses in that equation. Charge something, charge a discounted rate, a flash sale, you know, a launch special, but charge something. So people go, okay, this person values themselves and I'm going to value them too. If you don't value yourself, how do you expect others to do the same? So give it a discounted rate. Don't work for free. Okay. Because that also sets up expectations that your rate can be negotiable and your rate should not be negotiable. Another one is to fake it until you make it. Now hear me out on this one. Most of us don't do this, but unfortunately in this industry, there are people who will tell clients what they want to hear, take their money and run away. And that sets us all up for issues, because then our clients have trust issues because they've been burned before. If you don't know something, say so. Pretty simple. Be surprised. You'll be surprised that your clients will go, you know what? You don't know that. Let's work together so we can learn it together. I learned more software and more tools this way when I told my clients, yeah, I don't know Infusionsoft. They're like, all right, well, let's learn it because I need to get it. So be honest in your knowledge and be willing to work with your clients. Maybe work for a discounted rate, not for free, a discounted rate to be able to do what it is they're asking you to do. So just some tips that I've seen, and I'm sure there's more. But just realize, one, it's hard work to build a successful business. It takes time, it takes energy, it takes effort. Two, always charge something. Don't work for free, even if it's a discounted rate. Three, realize that there are people who may be able to make $5,000 their first 30 days in business, but they're the exception, not the rule. The potential is there for you to get to 5,000, but it's not going to happen overnight. Again, it all has to do with how hard you work and the systems that you have in place. Not everybody is cut out to be a business owner, and that's okay, right? You may decide it's not for you, and that's perfectly fine. Certifications aren't necessary to get clients. They don't make anything easier because they are not industry recognized. There is no standard industry, all right, in this industry. You can start your business with no money, but you'll need to make sure that you have some to pay some minimum licensing fees. It all depends on where you're located. We all started with no experience, and please, please, please figure out what your baseline rate is. I see people ask all the time, well, what should I charge for this? I'll never answer you because I don't know what your baseline rate is. That's where you start. You should never charge less than your minimum baseline rate because otherwise you're not making enough money. And you're headed down the wrong path if you're not making enough money. You need enough to keep the lights on. So you need to know what that is. All right. So hopefully that's giving you some ideas. I'm sure there's more advice out there, but just things to watch out for. I've also seen a couple other things real quick is I've seen that award-winning virtual assistant, we're not standardized. Award-winning from who? Where does this award come from? And it could be from an association in a certain country. All I'm saying is do your due diligence, ask questions. Before you invest with anybody, even me, ask questions, do your due diligence, ask people, what do you know about this person? What do you know about that person? Because there are a lot of people in this industry that are selling training that is nothing more than fluff. There is no systems involved, and a business is a system. You need to have meat behind what it is you're purchasing. So make sure you ask. You can certainly ask the person for testimonials, but you could also ask others for their real feedback, and you can find, because there are great people in the industry and there's not so great people in the industry, as with any industry in the world, but do your due diligence, please. So hopefully you found this helpful. I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to subscribe. You can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can find it on Google Play. You can also find it on Spotify, and it's also on Podbean. I'd love your comments below. I've also added below the link to the YouTube video that shows you how to find your baseline rate. So thanks for joining me, and I'll see you guys next week.